Blog Talk Radio.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong men. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Facets of the Heart. My name is Solaris, and I am your host tonight and your DJ of love. You are listening to Facets of the Heart, which is a show all about love and romance. And every Monday night, you will be hearing some of the most passionate love songs, poetry by our angel writers, and special guest appearances. So we invite you to call us at 858-777-5933 to share your love story. And be sure to add us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/facetoftheheart. And on Twitter, it's twitter.com/facetoftheheart. If you would like to make a song dedication, please message us throughout the week at info@facetsoftheheart.com and let us know the special song and message, and we will play it for the one that you love. So I hope you guys are all having a really fun Memorial Day. I know a lot of people are celebrating and barbecuing and all that fun stuff. So that's cool. And we have a very special guest tonight. It's kind of unique because it doesn't quite go with Memorial Day because it's more of an international episode. But I love it because it's like when you unite all the countries, it's world peace. Yay. All right. So tonight we have a really cool guest. Her name is Eleni Scalpari, and she is part of the group or the group Echo Wants Her Voice Back, which is really cool. So we're going to play a fun song to welcome her to the show. And this is the title track to her EP, and it's called Heart of Stone. So this is Echo Wants Her Voice Back by Eleni Scalpari, and it's Heart of Stone. I hope you enjoy it.
Home is
Welcome to the show, Eleni. I'm really happy to have you on here. And it's funny that we were talking about Greek wine before the show. You have a song actually of yours that you've written in Greek. Is that right?
Yeah, it's written in Cypriot Greek, actually.
Ooh.
Cypriot dialect.
Oh, I love that. So, okay, so for all of us listeners that don't know a lot about Greek, what is the difference between that dialect and then the traditional dialect, or is that the traditional dialect?
Well, in Cyprus, we have our own, let's say, swing of Greek, mm-hmm. modern Greek. It's just, it has a specific type of lilt to it. It's a different dialect. The Greeks can't understand us from Greece, not very well anyway, but we can understand them because that's our language. But yeah, the Cypriot dialect is quite unique. It's a little bit more, I don't know, some people would call it rough. I like it.
That's awesome. So it's kind of like the New Yorker accent with slang over here in America, maybe.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Yeah.
I love that.
A little bit heavy.
Have you lived in Greece or were you born there?
In Cyprus, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Cyprus? Yeah, I was born there and I lived there. I didn't grow up there. I grew up in Kenya and Russia, but I lived in Cyprus for a long time as well. So, yeah, Cypriot.
That is really cool. I love that you have such diversity. I think that's amazing. How has that influenced your music and your songwriting?
I'm a mess. It took me this long to write a Greek Cypriot tune, but I think everything comes at the right time. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I have a lot of different influences, a lot of blues. I mean, Greek songs too, but not as much as I would say the English stuff I've heard in my life. The King, Queen, mm-hmm. Tina Turner, just loads of different influences.
That is awesome.
I think when you come back to your roots, that's when you really discover your voice, maybe. I don't mm-hmm. know. That's how I feel now.
That is beautiful. Do you have a particular sound that you're aiming for on this new EP of yours?
I think, yeah. I mean, I worked on it with my producer, David Laurie, who's actually, he's based near LA, so he's quite near you.
Oh, cool.
He's going to London to record this with me. And David Laurie, yeah. And, I mean, we talked about how I wanted my Greekness to come through. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I think that's an important part of it that's not been there quite before as much as I wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm. With the Greek song that you wrote or the Cyprus song that you wrote, what does it mean?
What does it mean? It means, it's called, I mean, direct translation, The Broken Heart.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote it over 2 days in the mountains in Cyprus last August, when I really had a broken heart.
Aww.
And it came out, so it was great. Something good comes out of something bad.
Absolutely. Do you find that music heals you?
Definitely. I consider myself really lucky because it's the thing that heals me. Good friends as well, and family, can't mm-hmm. say something else. But music is a big motivator to just keep creating and keep going. And everything. Yeah, definitely.
That is awesome. So tell us a little bit about your EP.
Well, it's called Heart of Stone. A lot of the songs are about heartbreak and loss, but one of them is about falling in love, and one of them is about letting go. And the title track, which is called Heart of Stone, is also about the loss of a place that you love. So it was written with Cyprus in mind, but also with love. So, yeah. I come from a divided country, and that really does pull at my heartstrings. The older I get, I think the more it pulls at my heartstrings.
That's beautiful, because you connect to your roots more.
Yeah, and I think because I live in London, it just, knowing a lot of stuff from afar just affects you in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
It's a funny thing.
That is incredible that you have that. With the songs in your album, tell us a little bit about the song Tea.
Tea is, I think it's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because it's the last song I wrote for the EP, and I didn't know it was going to be on the EP. I just sent everything, a bunch of songs, to my producer, and he picked the ones that he liked, and then we discussed it. And Tea was something I wrote right before, very close to the recording stage. I was just dabbling, playing along, trying to figure out what I was going to do, and then this song came out, and it's, I love Tea, but it's not really about Tea. So you'll hear it when it comes. I mean, you probably have heard it already. I just sent it to you.
Yep.
But a video will be coming out on the 8th of June.
Ooh.
And yeah, I guess the video of Tea and the song Tea, it can also be symbolic about change and letting go of stuff and discovering yourself in a new way.
Absolutely. Have you ever had a tea leaf reading?
A what?
A tea leaf reading.
No, I need to have one of those.
You should have one.
I'm too scared.
Oh, I understand. I have this friend that's a really good tea leaf reader, and so she would read my tea leaves every so often, and they always say that people get a tea leaf reading right before they go through a major life change. It's like kind of lined up that way in the timeline. So maybe you'll get one right at the right time, right before your life is about to change.
Does she do Skype sessions?
She does do Skype sessions. I'll have to give you her number.
You have to. Now I'm intrigued.
Yes, she's awesome. So, yeah. What is your favorite type of tea?
My favorite type of tea is licorice.
Oh, interesting. Very cool.
And that's cinnamon.
That's like very like flavorful. It's a bold choice.
Yeah. I have a thing with sweet things.
Yummy.
What about your favorite tea?
Oh my gosh. So I would say probably either jasmine pearl, which is different than like a jasmine green tea, because the pearls are like the best part of the tea. So
I've never tried that.
Oh, it's so yummy. So you have to get jasmine, but just the pearls, and it's like a flower that literally like will bloom in the water. And then if they don't have that, then I developed a taste for Earl Grey tea when I was over in France. So I love everything French, and Earl Grey is really good. It's like English breakfast, but it has a little extra kick to it, which is what I like. So that is a really good type. It's a strong tea, so you have to dilute it with like sugar in the raw and cream and stuff, and it's really good. So I like those two teas for sure.
I love Earl Grey.
Yum.
I think I like you more now.
I know. I love that we can talk about like music and tea in Europe. So here is the song Tea by Echo Wants Her Voice Back.
Dark blue light, snow soft outside. Stand there praying for your tea, 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 tea. Sparks broke my back, crushed like a star. Love me, love me, love me. Can't you hear me screaming? Have me, have me, have me. Wake me up, stop dreaming. Pour water down your face and wipe it clean as day. I'm letting you go, I'm letting you go. Your tea's gone cold, I'm letting you go. Hot down there, dark burning tears. I don't smile and pour your tea, 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 tea. Sparks broke my back, crushed like a star. Love me, love me, love me. Can't you hear me screaming? Have me, have me, have me. Wake me up, stop dreaming. Pour water down your face and wipe it clean as day. I'm letting you go, I'm letting you go. Your tea's gotten cold, I'm letting you go. can't have back his time, time, time. The only thing we can't have back is time.
As the seasons change, it's important to keep you and your loved ones comfortable from the changing temperatures outside. At Colonial Comfort, their staff is dedicated to the well-being and customer service of all their clients. With a well-known presence in the greater Boston area, Colonial Comfort is one of the few local companies which installs low-energy and eco-friendly heating and air conditioning systems at an affordable price. Nothing is more important than your family, and with over 35 years of experience, Colonial Comfort understands just how important protecting your loved ones can be. That's why they are available 24 hours, 7 days a week. So let Colonial Comfort help you manage your energy needs. Call now for your free quote and enjoy your comfort year-round. Their phone line is 978-264-4848. Again, that's Colonial Comfort at 978-264-4848. www.colonialcomfort.net.
Follow Solaris and read your monthly horoscope in Beauty and Entertainment magazine. Submit your personal question to her advice column, Dear Solaris, to be featured in the magazine. Remember to include your birthday because she will answer you using your astrology chart. Send submissions to fairyastrology.com and you can subscribe to BE at beautyentertainment.com.
Do you want to look your beautiful best? Cynthia Loren, celebrity makeup artist, offers a flawless, long-lasting makeup application for your wedding, special event, date night, or any time, with luxurious products and expert techniques to enhance a more youthful and beautiful you. Cynthia Loren provides convenient mobile service to the Southern California area. So go to www.cynthialauran.com to schedule an appointment to look your beautiful best.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong man. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love?
Welcome back to Facets of the Heart, the show all about love. We have Lydia with our Shakespeare in Love segment, who is going to be interviewing one of the people at Cannes, which is really cool, involved in this project, which she's going to tell you about, which is awesome. And then they're going to read a poem from her book, Love Heals, that she released that you guys can find online, which is really cool. You guys can go to her Facebook page to find details, which is facebook.com/Lydia Mayen. So this is Lydia.
Hi, Jamie. Hope you're having a great night. I'm in the north of Iceland sitting next to an actress who just came back from Cannes.
Hi, I'm Anna Olofsson.
So tell me about the Cannes Film Festival.
Oh, God, it's so great. It was awesome. I don't know. It was fantastic. It was a fantastic experience.
So you're about to go to the premiere of a film. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, well, we just came home from Cannes where we won a certain regard award there. It's like a very huge award. So yeah, we're premiering in Iceland today, and it's great.
Yes, thank you for inviting me to it as well. And so is it correct, I'm not so good in Icelandic, but did I just see somewhere that this is the first time in 68 years that Iceland actually won something at Cannes?
Yeah, that's correct. That's totally correct.
So this is pretty amazing for you guys.
It's like, it's more than amazing. It's unbelievable. Completely.
Yeah, I see, like, as we're going to these little villages, people walk up to you and congratulate you. What's the part you had on the film?
Oh, I had a small part, acting part, and also I was working very hard in the production and art department in the film.
Is that normal in Iceland, to like, that you not just act, but also take other parts and functions in the film?
Yeah, yeah, that's normal. Yeah, it's pretty normal. We are people that, I mean, we're few and we do many chores on the same project, usually, but, I mean, it depends on the project, of course, but yeah.
Well, great. So we're going to read a poem for you guys. And actually, Anna is going to read one of the poems I wrote from Love Heals. So I hope you guys are ready.
All right. I really love this poem. It's so great. I choose you. I want your happiness over mine. I want you worry-free and blessed. I want you safe and sound. Your presence means the world to me. Yet, not if my being bothers you, carries and holds you. But not if you desire someone else. I would love to grow old with you, spend time with you, cook for you, watch things grow with you. I choose you. Please choose to.
So this was Love Heals. Blessings to all of you guys from Iceland. And we'll let you know next week how the screening went. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye, Lydia. I hope you guys have a great time. And now we have a very cool song. We have our sneak peek song of the week. This week we have Lifehouse, which you guys might remember. They had really cool songs out. This is their song Wish, and it comes out tomorrow. So I hope you guys love it.
So you found a better hiding place than on the ground. Thank you are, and I wish the best of everything for you. Hope you know that honestly I do. Alone can you run, turn your back on everyone. Just let me know when you're tired of being alone. So you wait up through the night until today. Wait for the illusion of the perfect sun. There is the best of everything for you. Hope you know that honestly I do. Alone can you run, turn your back on everyone. Just let me know when you're tired of being alone. La na na na, la na na na, la na 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 na. Everything for you. Hope you know that honestly I do. Alone can you run, turn your back on everyone. Just let me know when you're tired of being alone.
Was Lifehouse with their song Wish, and that's coming out tomorrow. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. And now we're going to go back for some more fun interviewing with Eleni. Do you have a place in the world that you would love to travel to one day?
India.
Ooh.
Go to India one day.
That
I feel bad that I haven't gotten the chance to go yet, but I will.
It's a very spiritual place, I hear. But I also hear, obviously, because of the lifestyle, that it's a lot of poverty, and again, it changes you by going there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've heard that too. My dad lived in India for a few years, but I never got the chance to visit because I was working.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard that it's very spiritual, and the contrast, poverty and wealth, is extreme as well.
Yeah,
it's worth seeing these type of places, though. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
Absolutely. So tell us when your EP will be released so everybody can get it.
Sure. I mean, I'm doing this in a slow Cypriot way, let's say. I'm not releasing it straight away. I'm releasing the video and the single T. And then I'm doing a couple of shows in Cyprus in July, one on the 11th of July at Xarkis Festival, which is going to be in a little village called Lofu, and you're all invited.
Yay!
It's going to be a great festival. And then on the 16th of July, I'm doing a showcase in Nicosia, which is my hometown. I'm going to be giving the EPs out, just giving them out, and... yeah, selling them. It's the first time I'm going to sell anything that I've
written. That's awesome.
I feel a bit strange saying it, but yeah, why not?
No, you absolutely have to. Absolutely. Because if you don't charge for music, then you're going to be stuck working some corporate job and you won't be able to make music. So
exactly.
You got to do it.
Exactly. So I'm excited about that venture.
Yay.
And then in September, I plan to do a UK launch. So probably a showcase in London. Followed by hopefully a tour.
Yes. Tell us, do you have any plans to come to the United States?
I would love to come to the United States very soon. And I might have something in the pipeline, but because nothing is confirmed yet, I won't spill the beans. But I will let you know.
Yay. Well, we're hoping you come on over here, especially LA since your producer's here.
Yeah, I know. He keeps telling me. I will make an attempt, definitely. There's something in the pipeline.
Cool. Good. I like that. Yay. So tell us a little bit about the songwriting process and how it works for you.
Songwriting process. I don't know. It's very messy. I'm not a disciplined songwriter. I know I should be, but I always write in moments where I think I'm going to go to bed, and then suddenly I'm like, oh, idea.
Probably because, like, during the day you're doing other things, but right before the bed, you know, it's like a meditation where it's like your mind clears a little bit and then you're able to receive all this information.
Probably. And I think when I'm tired, I'm not so hard on myself. So my inner critic goes to the corner and I just leave him or her there. And so I can just work.
Good. Your critic is sleeping before you sleep.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't have a process that's repetitive that's the same. I write when I feel something. There's something I want to say, I suppose. And I get inspired by things that make me want to write, like a movie, someone on the bus. It can be anything.
That is awesome. So how is living in London for you?
Living in London is it's not an experience that is just a simple, I mean, sometimes I love it, and sometimes I don't. Put it that way. The weather has a lot to do with it.
Oh, gosh, absolutely.
When the sun is shining, I'm a happy Mediterranean girl.
Right, yeah, you're from Cyprus. You need this Mediterranean sun.
I live in a really nice area near Greenwich Park, which is truly beautiful, so I'm quite lucky in that regard, except when it's really pouring down with rain. I think London is great. There's a lot to do here, and I'm really grateful to be able to live here and do my music. I like it. I think I have a bit of a thing, though. I can't live in a country for too long. I need to change.
Yeah.
So I feel myself getting to that point where it's going to be another country soon.
That's awesome. Do you have, obviously India is a goal for you, but do you have another country in mind?
I'm thinking of Germany, but who knows? Maybe I'll say it. We'll see.
Yeah.
One place that I'm thinking about. I heard it has a great music scene, and yeah.
It does. Yeah, we've had a couple of guests on our show from there, which is cool. So it definitely has a cool music scene over there. What is your birthday or your zodiac sign?
My zodiac sign is Aquarius.
Fun! Oh, I love that.
What are you?
Well, I'm a Scorpio, but I have a lot of Aquarius in my chart. So I always love Aquariuses. They're always really super cool. And usually they're very humanitarian and want to, you know, help the world with their, obviously in your case, with your music. So they usually like to help the world and help people. And
I have a thing with Scorpios, I have to say. I like Scorpios a lot.
Yay, we'll be besties.
You're very artistic.
Yes. It's true. So did you decide that you wanted to make music your career?
I think I always knew I wanted to do music. I know that sounds really cheesy and cliche, but I always made up tunes, and I was really bad. I mean, I sucked when I sang when I was younger. I'm sure I did, because I know how I developed very slowly. I think it's just something that you do because you like to do it, and I am nowhere near as earning enough money from music, but I know I still want to spend all my money on it. So I know that's the thing I love the most, I think.
Definitely. You have to live your passion, for sure.
Yeah. I just, it's the thing that heals me, as you said before. I love it.
So now we are going to go to our Artist to Watch segment. And we have Jeff on the line with us, who is going to introduce to us who we should be watching for. So, Jeff, who do you think this week we should watch for?
Well, I discovered this artist a little while ago. Her name is Colleen Green, and she's originally from Massachusetts. A couple of years ago, relocated to Los Angeles. I got picked up by an independent record label called Hardy Art, and she just recently put out her second full-length CD. It's getting a ton of positive reviews. She got a great write-up in Rolling Stone. Spin's putting her on the top 25 artists to watch this year. Entertainment Weekly has a run on her. So really solid across the board. In fact, this entire summer, she'll be spending most of the summer touring all of pretty much Europe. So unfortunately, she won't be in the U.S. to promote the album. But the album's called I Want to Grow Up. And she's got an amazing sound with this. She's kind of changed with this album compared to the last album. The last album was more acoustic, more home-based. This is a little more fine-tuned, more tech. And like I said, getting very, very positive reviews with that. Huge Decemberists fan. She writes about how she was really inspired by them. And, again, just an excellent artist, somebody we definitely need to keep an eye on. With the amount of press that she's getting right now, and the direction that several of her tracks are trending on YouTube right now, you'll see a lot of her in the next several months. So keep an eye out.
Awesome. Well, this is Colleen Green, Deeper Than Love. Thank you so very much. We will be right back after this. That was Colleen Green with Deeper Than Love. And she is definitely an artist to watch, so look for some more really cool stuff from her. And now we have Zara with her raw poetry, and she is on the line with us right now. So, Zara, which poem would you like to share tonight?
The poem I want to share is called I Know You Will, and keep it as a surprise. And how about that?
Awesome. Feel free to read it anytime you're ready.
Okay. Underneath the armor is tender flesh, so soft and supple as it gently graces against the silver metal. What happens when the warrior is alone, when chaos becomes silent, when time kneels to her feet? The invincible being is nothing more than human. She stumbles in feeling the weight of the armor, which seems to grow each day. She slowly takes it off, piece by piece. The sound of the metal caressing the pearl carpet is calming to hear. Underneath it all, completely and utterly, is nothing more than pure ecstasy, the raw honesty of human, of a woman staring back at her. Her hair hugs her waist and a tear falls down, another victory for an endless war. Her bare feet walk across the black stone of the steamy oasis. She gently climbs in and submerges herself into the heat, knowing every part of her body craves for a touch she cannot have. She lays and breathes and just hears his footsteps. In a midnight hour, in a place no map can lead to, is where we meet. I love a man I can't have. You love a woman you have to lose. I ask if you will ever forget me. You simply stare, and I forget the question. You see me for who I am underneath it all. You see me as a woman, not a monopoly. You see my kindness not as weakness, but a diamond. I have never let my armor drop in front of anyone but you. I know you will love me, and I know I will love you. We will never have forever, but we can have today. I fell in love with a man who is my soulmate, but it seems like we miss each other for this lifetime. Thank you for making me feel again, and perhaps one day I can hang the armor up forever.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for reading that, honey.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you liked it. So
absolutely. What would you like to share with us that you're promoting right now?
So right now, I have the track that we've been working on is officially going to be released May 29th, 2015 on iTunes. So next week we will be featuring it on your show. It's going to have the artists Melanie Rose and Mr. Blue on it. And so far we've got phenomenal feedback. So that's really, really exciting. We're just kind of working out the details right now. So it's very, very dear to me, and I'm very crazy to see it come to life.
Well, that's very cool. Congratulations. You know, that sounds amazing. I can't wait to play the song. And for everybody that is liking to follow Zara online, you can go to her Facebook page at facebook.com/111rawpoetry.org. Her website is 111rawpoetry.com. And her Twitter is twitter.com/zibraham181. Thank you for being on the show tonight, baby.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, sweetheart. Have a wonderful night, and we will see you next Monday.
Definitely. Okay, thanks. All right.
Bye. And now we are going to play another song by Echo Wants Her Voice Back. This song is called Gone for Good.
I was wild and free when you held me sweet. You never said you'd be here temporarily. And I thought I'd have had more days than this. And now you're gone for good. Thank you.
laugh. You're just a silly girl, such a silly girl. What a silly girl you are. Now I'm gone.
So that was Gone for Good by Echo Wants Her Voice Back. And now we're going to go back and ask a little more about the music. What is your birthday or your zodiac sign?
My zodiac sign is Aquarius.
Fun! Oh, I love that.
What are you?
Well, I'm a Scorpio, but I have a lot of Aquarius in my chart. So I always love Aquariuses. They're always really super cool. And usually they're very humanitarian and want to, you know, help the world with their, obviously in your case, with your music. So they usually like to help the world and help people. And
I have a thing with Scorpios, I have to say. I like Scorpios a lot.
Yay, we'll be besties.
You're very artistic.
Yes, yes. It's true. So when did you decide that you wanted to make music your career?
I think I always knew I wanted to do music. I know that sounds really cheesy and cliche, but I always made up tunes, and I was really bad. I mean, I sucked when I sang when I was younger. I'm sure I did, because I know how I developed very slowly. Yeah, I think it's just something that you do because you like to do it, and I am nowhere near as earning enough money from music, but I know I still want to spend all my money on it, so I know that's the thing I love the most, I think.
Yes. Do you have a place in the world that you would love to travel to one day?
India.
Ooh!
Go to India one day.
That
I feel
is
bad that I haven't gotten the chance to go yet, but I will.
It's a very spiritual place, I hear, but I also hear, obviously because of the lifestyle, that it's a lot of poverty, and again, it changes you by going there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've heard that too. My dad lived in India for a few years, but I never got the chance to visit because I was working.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard that it's very spiritual, and the contrast with poverty and wealth is extreme as well.
Yeah.
It's worth seeing these type of places though. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
Absolutely. So tell us when your EP will be released so everybody can get it.
Sure. I mean, I'm doing this in a slow Cypriot way, let's say. I'm not releasing it straight away. I'm releasing the video and the single T, and then I'm doing a couple of shows in Cyprus in July, one on the 11th of July at Xarkis Festival, which is going to be in a little village called Lofu, and you're all invited.
Yay!
It's going to be a great festival. And then on the 16th of July, I'm doing a showcase in Nicosia, which is my hometown. I'm going to be giving the EPs out, just giving them out, and yeah, selling them. It's the first time I'm going to sell anything that I've
written. That's awesome.
I feel a bit strange saying it, but yeah, why not?
No, you absolutely have to. Absolutely.
Because
if you don't charge for music, then you're going to be stuck working some corporate job and you won't be able to make music. So
exactly.
You got to do it.
Exactly. So I'm excited about that venture.
Yay.
And then in September, I plan to do a UK launch. So probably a showcase in London, followed by hopefully a tour.
Yes. Yes. Tell us, do you have any plans to come to the United States?
I would love to come to the United States very soon. And I might have something in the pipeline, but because nothing is confirmed yet, I won't spill the beans. But I will let you know.
Yay. Well, we're hoping you come on over here, especially LA, since your producer's here.
Yeah, I know. He keeps telling me. I will make an attempt, definitely. There's something in the pipeline.
Cool. Good, good, good. I like that. Yeah. So thank you guys so much for listening to our show this week and every Monday night. We will be back next Monday. This is Echo Wants Her Voice Back, the featured artist, so please look her up on social media and her website and everything fun so you guys can check out her EPT, her music video, and all sorts of fun stuff with her. So thank you guys so much. I'm going to end with her song Wizard, so I hope you guys enjoy it. Have a great night. Happy Memorial Day. Bye.
You've got me under your skin, burning dream, loving me still. What are you to do with me now, sweet, hungry thing? How do I whisper smile that I'm too weak?
wizard, you have cast your spell to bind me like the river. You have made me soft to drown me in your dark light, and I'm falling down. The river you have bathed me down to drown me in your dark light. Shelter me, cover me, please. Tender, yet soothing my glee. Wasteland is tethered to you, heavy heart lost. How do I sing low somehow that you have robbed my heart? Like a wizard, you have cast your spell to bind me. Like the river, you have bathed me soft to drown me in your dark light. And I'm falling down.
Πίσω. Είχα τον έρωτα γκαλόν και δεν τον εσχερούμουν. Ώσπου και κάμεν των φτωχών τα μάτια μου γουρκωνούν. Είχα τον πόνο στη ψυχή μεν τον ξαναχάσω. Ώσπου και είπε μου κανεί να σε προσπεράσω. Σαν το πουλί με στο κλουβί μου κλαίει σε μια άκρη. Σβήνω το φως στην προσευχή, παποταμό στο δάκρυ. Όπως το λάδι στη φωτιά πουλάτα τι ανοίζει. Έδωσα μέσα στα πυρά και η πληγή ζουμίζει. Επιστεύκα σε χειμερά, νεφέτα σαν τα αστέρι. Αφού ήταν ουλά ψευτικά, εμπήξε μου μαχαίρι.
τραγούδιν βάστη δύσιν. Δεν εσύπτον μια σιουρκάν να την παρηγορήσει. Γι' αυτόν προσέχετε κι εσείς πριν να ερωτευτείτε. Γιατί αγάπην εξ αρχής δεν πρόκειται να βρείτε.